All right, so today's topic, I want to talk about a really important thought that we all need to think in our journey. And that is, who else wins when you're doing better? And sometimes when we get in this journey of taking better care of ourselves, going to the gym, eating certain foods and stuff, we might sit there and think, you know, I'm working out, I'm feeling better, I'm trying to eat the right foods, I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. But how often do we think about who else is winning? Who wins when you're doing better? Who wins when you feel better? If you're a mom, it might be your kids. They might be getting a more energized, happy mom who sometimes when we're not feeling our best, we can be a little bit more irritable and snappy, but they're not getting that mom because you feel really good and you're handling things a lot better. If you're not a mom, but maybe you have a significant other, or you are a mother and you have a significant other, who do they get when you're taking better care of yourself? Do they get someone who is wanting to show up for them a little bit more, who's taking a little bit more of the load in the family or doing the thing, but they're getting more done? Do your friends get a more energized you who wants to go out and do these things? Are there people out there who you might have said no to when they were offering opportunities to hang out or go boating or go to the pool or something, so they missed out on your company because you weren't wanting to show up? And now you're taking so much better care of yourself and you're putting you first that you're like, yeah, I want to go do that thing. I want to go have a girls' night. I want to go dancing on the town. I want to go boating. I want to go to the pool. Who else wins when you're winning? I think that's a really cool concept, because a lot of times when we're in this journey, it can feel like a very selfish journey. I'm going to the gym and I'm taking time away from my family to do it. I might need to make everyone eat a little bit healthier so that I'm not having to cook 2 to 3 separate meals. And so maybe you making healthier choices, you look at the choices that your family's making as well, or the choices that you're making for your children, and you might be like, I think you need some vegetables today. I recognize that we're eating this, this, and this, and to have a healthier diet, we might need to have a little bit more of this, or you've had a lot of juice today, maybe we should have some more water. So when you're starting to do these things and you're starting to take better care of yourself, you're making healthier choices to fuel your body properly and to feel really good, your family gets to feel that way too. And sometimes they might not like it. I don't know any kids that really like broccoli, but we know that it's going to help them feel a lot better, that it's going to help them learn healthy habits. And when they're little kids, that's the foundational period in their life where they learn how to eat. And they're reliant on us to feed them. So if we can make these healthier choices and say, there's nothing wrong with you having a popsicle. There's nothing wrong with you having an ice cream or Skittles or a milkshake, but we've got to have some of this other really nutritious food in there too, because your body wants and needs it, right? So if you can think about this, who's winning when you win? I think that's a really important concept to go over when you go through this journey, especially on your hard days. And I say this because the hard days come. We all get tired. We all have so much to do. We all have things that we would rather be doing, you know, instead of doing that thing. But who's watching you? Who gets to benefit from you succeeding at this journey? From you taking care of yourself day in and day out and making this a lifestyle, not just now, but in the future you, that old man or that old woman, you know, who gets to benefit from the choices that you're making today, that future you gets to win. Not only that, but in some sense, if we could look back on our past and our past selves, our teenage selves, or any kid that any era that we'd like to look back on, and ask ourselves, would that 16-year-old me be proud of me today and the choices that I'm making today? That's pretty cool, because she's still in there. And I think that's really special. So when I'm having a really hard time And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I just would rather do this. Sometimes it's hard to think about those things because you're like, ah, I don't want to think about it. But if you really sit with yourself and you have a conversation like this, like maybe how I'm speaking right now, you're doing this with yourself and you're just asking yourself, who is winning when I win? Who benefits from these choices that I'm making? It's not just me. I promise you that. It's everybody around me. And if you want some proof, you can go look at all the things that have changed in a positive way from you making those choices. And then you can look at the days or the weeks where you might be struggling a little bit more and see, well, I got in a fight with my spouse. My kids were driving me crazy. I probably yelled at them when I shouldn't have just because I was a little bit irritable. The customer at my business didn't really get my best customer service because I was a little edgy that day. Like little things like that. We start to realize that when we're just in really good spirits and we're taking great care of ourselves and we feel really good, those things, they might still happen, but we handle ourselves a lot better. And a lot of times if we can look at like how we're handling situations, that really makes the biggest difference. Because we might still get into it a little bit with our spouse, but you handled yourself really well because your head was in a really good space, and that's important. So these choices, they're not just going to the gym, eating a little bit more protein, drinking a little bit more water, eating more vegetables. It's what those are ultimately leading up to. They're ultimately leading up to you having more energy. Maybe your sex life improves because you feel better about yourself. You're more confident. You feel more energized and you actually have a libido to want those things. Maybe your relationships all around just improve because you're showing up more in life instead of hiding behind the way that you feel or the way that you think that you look. You're a lot more proud and you're showing up in the world. Therefore, you get to experience life on a greater scale. And that's what this is all about. And the reason I wanted to go into this today particularly is because our group program, it's almost over. It ends in the 10, 11 days. And where you go from there is ultimately your choice. And what you take from this program is ultimately your choice. But I just have to say that as we're making this decision, it's not just a program to lose some weight and maybe gain a little bit of muscle and whatever that service level goal may be. It's the person that you become during the process of all these choices that can ultimately lead to the life that you truly desire, the experiences that you truly desire, and the person that you're ultimately proud of. Because when we make these choices day in and day out, it's not just a goal that we seek, it's the person that we seek to become. And that's really, really valuable to understand that it's not an end goal, it's the person who you are every single day and how you show up. So I got asked this by one of my clients yesterday during check-ins with her. And we were having a conversation. She's doing great with her exercise, her nutrition. And she asked me what my next piece of advice would be for her. And mine was to dig into your why. Like, why do you really want this? What core beliefs are we trying to shift? What behaviors are you trying to work on? Because yeah, you can eat the thing and you can do the workout, but like, if you don't work on the behaviors that got you to where you don't want to be, because she wasn't ultimately happy where she was, and she's feeling a lot better now. So how can she sustain that? And she said, one of the questions that I have for you is, how do the people that succeed at this long-term, how do they do it? Because I feel like when I'm done with this program, like I know all these things, but I feel like without the accountability, I might still struggle. And I told her, I said, anyone who is succeeding, quote unquote, succeeding at this and has the body that they desire and the health that they desire, whatever that might look like, they are people just like all of us who have struggles, and they have these struggles, but they find ways to get out of them and to make them less frequent. They don't let that struggle be the point where they stop and then go backwards back to wherever it was that they might have been or anything like that. They keep pushing. They understand that there is no end goal. It's just you and your lifestyle every single day, day in and day out. How am I showing up for myself? Did I move my body today? Did I hydrate my body today? You know, one thing that really comes to mind with this is anytime we talk about like taking breaks with our nutrition or exercise, that there is a time and place for that. And I do think it's super important, but think about this. If I drink enough water today, I'm super excited about that because I'm super hydrated and that's really awesome. But the next day I still have to drink water because that water hydrated me today, but it's not going to hydrate me tomorrow. I'm going to lose that water and I'm going to be dehydrated if I don't drink water. All of this is the same way. And it can sound a little bit overwhelming and like, oh my gosh, like it's just too much. But that's how this works. It's a daily process. You don't get to just drink water yesterday and feel like today you're still going to be hydrated. It doesn't work like that. The food that you ate yesterday, it served you yesterday. The food that you eat today is going to serve you today. And yes, if you have fat on your body, those are your fat stores. So if you don't eat, like your body is going to take care of you because you've got the energy on your body to do it. But just like that, sleep is the same thing. You might think, okay, I had 8 hours of sleep yesterday. That doesn't mean that you don't need 8 hours of sleep today. Sure, you can survive getting 4 to 5 hours, but your body still needs a certain amount of sleep to properly function, to be optimal, to do all those things. And that ultimately should be the goal, is what can I do every day to make sure that I'm feeling optimal, that I'm performing optimal, that like I'm just living my life and I'm thriving. Now there's going to be days where you don't. There's going to be days where it's survival, where I'm thriving today. That's awesome. Tomorrow I'm going to survive because I've got too much to do. I can only get this much sleep. I can only get this much water. And that's okay. It's okay to have those days. You just want them less frequent so that you're thriving more often than you're surviving. So I'm going to wrap this up. I think that this is a really important topic because the most successful people are the ones that make this a lifestyle, where they find a way to enjoy the workouts. They find a way to enjoy the food choices that they're making. Yes, have your donuts, have your fries, have your pizza, have whatever it is that you enjoy. But just understand that those things are to enjoy and there's some benefit there. But ultimately for your health and your overall well-being, those other foods have to be in there. Like it's just something that we need. So understand that where you go after this program, that's all on you. That's all what you decide to do. I hope that you learned some things in this program that you can take with you and hold on to, and that it helps you in your journey continuing forward with your health and fitness goals, with your weight loss goals, with your muscle building goals, with your getting strong goals. But just understand that it's a lifestyle. And when you don't commit to that lifestyle, that's when we have this rebound effect, this yo-yo dieting, where it's, okay, I'm going to hurry and make all these amazing changes. And then when the due date is there, when that expiration date is there, like I'm going to stop, I'm going to combust, and I'm going to go eat all the things that I couldn't eat before. And I'm going to gain all that weight back that I worked so hard to get off. And might not go to the gym, and then this, and then you're just continuing the cycle. And that's not what we want. We want to feel confident, happy, and proud. We want to feel those things about ourselves, and we want to have the energy to enjoy our lives. So super important. Anytime you feel like giving up, just understand that there's a quote that I like that I was going to share in the group today is success. I have it pulled up. Success is never owned, it's rented. And rent is due every single day. Every day. You don't get to just keep it. You don't get to just do one workout and boom, like I'm a rock star, like I feel amazing. No, it's every single day that you're showing up. So I'm gonna wrap that part up there, and then we're gonna do a little bit of a discussion that isn't recorded. So I'm gonna stop the recording.